From being helped off the Heinz Field grass to running around at Dove Valley in May, the last 7 months of Sam Brandon's football life have been his most arduous. And even before he could walk after the reconstructed knee surgery last November, his rehab had already begun.
I was back rehabbing the day after, you know, I had it on the 22nd. I was back in there doing stuff the 23rd. And, you know, it's something you can't relax on. You know, you have to work it. You have to work it every day. You know, you have to keep on top of it because, I mean, your knees is one of the hardest things to recover, I think. And, you know, you got a lot of balance. You got a lot of strength, a lot of pressure that you put on your knees. So you got to work it. And I think they've been doing a good job of working me and just, you know, getting me back, transitioning me back out to where I can get back out here and do football stuff.
But Brandon is still conscious of the still recovering right knee as he goes through his on-field work.
Sometimes I'll turn and, like, if I feel anything, I'll, you know, your train of thought automatically gets you to, oh my gosh, you know. But, you know, most of the time, I can just go out there and run, feel pretty smooth, and, you know, it feels really good. But like I said, it's once in a while where you get that little tweak, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, my knee. But, you know, it feels really good. A lot of times I don't get to think about it.
What he has been thinking about is the new defense. Not only did he continue his rehab work at OTAs, but he took part in installation drills during the sessions as he learned the nuances of Jim Bates' newly installed system.
They're really good with keeping me involved. Especially during practice, I get back and get mental reps. Me and Slow, he's back there giving the calls. I make sure I try to give out every call that he signals, you know, just to let him know that my head is in it. And, you know, I'm learning a lot while I'm still, you know, back there watching and reading at the same time. So, and in the classroom, I mean, I'm right there in the guys, you know, with the guys expressing thoughts and, you know, questions and stuff like that. So, you know, the learning part, it's progressing, but it ain't nothing like being out there on the field.
On the field, though, Brandon's role could be different than in the past 2 years, when his primary job was that of the fifth defensive back in the big nickel formation, covering opposing tight ends.
Right now, nothing like that is in the package, but, you know, as we progress, as I get better, we'll see, you know, where they go to fit me in or, you know, where I fit in at. And, you know, I mean, it could be several places. So, you know, I'm just trying to get better right now and get back to 100% so I can go out there and give them what I got.
And the Broncos hope it's comparable to what he gave before the injury. Brandon hopes to be back by training camp. However,
I don't know if there's a target date. You can never tell. I can't say there's a target date because a couple weeks ago I went out and had a little bit of swelling, so kind of eased off, and then now I'm back out here. We just hope that, you know, the swelling continues to stay down and, you know, I keep getting stronger. That's the thing, is getting everything stronger in the weight room. That's the key thing for me right now, is to keep getting strength in my leg and my quad and my calf to sort of take pressure off my knee.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.